Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm currently joined by two lovely gentlemen. I've got Simon Veer and Mr. Tyler Munro West with me, who are organising the next Dead Rockers Ball, which is happening this Saturday, correct?
Yes.
Port yep. Chalmers Town Hall.
Yes, awesome. How are we doing this morning, gentlemen?
Yeah, we're doing good, I think.
Rugged.
Yeah.
Battling a bit of allergy, I think, coming on, maybe.
A bit of allergy?
Yeah, maybe.
What's allergy?
Disease.
Oh, no.
Maybe.
Yeah. I hope you feel better, man.
Yeah.
It is a
hanging
bit of,
in there. Hanging in.
It's surprisingly cold out there. Yeah.
Yeah, I just noticed it yesterday, sort of like, oh, it might snow, you know. So we haven't had it yet, have we?
Not yet. I'm praying on some snow, though. It'd be mean.
Yeah.
Good way to close out the winter. So first things first, I want to ask. Dead Rocker Ball costumes are optional. Have you all got your Dead Rocker costume sorted?
I sort of do. I sort of run the bar, and I might do something just, like a makeup thing. I did, although, you know, you just want to be comfortable while I'm basically working at the bar and stuff and keeping an eye on things. So not, I did for the Halloween event. We all dressed up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not really. The band sort of does, yeah.
Or Bulletproof Convertible?
Yeah.
Crack it.
Yeah. I got my metalhead kit that I usually get out when I go to the Crown.
Nice. Now this new Dead Rockers Ball is fundraising for the Dunedin Fire Brigade Restoration Society, correct?
Yep.
And you're part of that, Tyler?
Yes.
So how did you get involved with that, and what do they do?
So I got involved after my late grandfather passed a few years ago, and they helped out with the funeral. My grandfather was in the brigade for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
My mum and I wound up getting involved through that because they helped out. They had one of their old appliances serve as the hearse, which was, you know, really nice send-off for them. And because I'm involved in history and this is the sort of thing that my mum grew up with, we both just kind of naturally got along with all the old retired firefighters that keep the society running.
True. Yeah. It's kind of like a veterans association for firefighters.
Sort of. You don't have to have any real connection to the fire service. You're just gonna have to be passionate about the heritage or about some aspect of the society to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the members are retired firefighters, but it's definitely not all of them.
Mm-hmm. True. And so the funds from this Dead Rockers Ball will get used for more things, services like that.
So the funds will go towards us being able to go out and do more events around the community.
Mm.
It'll also go towards the operational costs of keeping all the engines and all of the equipment maintained, because we do that entirely through volunteer labour and the funds we can raise from events like this.
True. That's real special. I hear there's a really good raffle going on.
Yeah, lots of raffles and auctions.
Lots of raffles and auctions.
Yeah, but in particular, the one that's sort of grabbed all our attention is an overnight trip for two to Doubtful Sound, which Tyler knows a bit about, what it entails.
Yeah, it's with a company called Fiordland Expeditions, and it's not one of the huge kind of more cruisy boats. It's a bit smaller and more intimate, but mm-hmm. you're doing all of the sort of stuff that you would want to do if you're cruising around the sounds in Fiordland. You go fishing, you go kayaking. You know, you have drinks out in like the most beautiful,
serene,
beautiful,
isolated,
serene. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Bit of a vista.
Yeah. There's a few places where you can, you know, go on shore and check out some of the like just like natural surrounds. So
mm-hmm.
if you're into like nature, or if you just want to have like a really beautiful setting to like hang out with some people for a while, it's a real good trip. I've been on it a few times.
Awesome. Yeah, are you guys general big fans of Fiordland?
I'd say so. I've only really been to Milford Sound a couple of times.
Yeah, I've got an uncle that lives down in Tiarnow. So
oh, true.
I've been down that way a fair bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's real beautiful out there. I love it down there.
It's great. My father's side of the family had a crib up there, so I would just always go there during the summer as a kid.
Tiarnow?
Yeah. Tiarnow is beautiful. Especially just going to Milford Sound every time.
Yeah.
Never gets old, eh? Never gets old. Who's all playing at this new Dead Rockers ball?
So it's just the band Bulletproof Convertible they put on the show.
True.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a good couple of two, 3 hours of music.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 hours. And then it's interspersed with, you know, like raffles and auctions. There's quite a few things on the go. That would be going to be sort of used for fundraising, interspersed with food. There's a supper. It's like, you know, an old school sort of supper comes out. There's food available. It's all part of the ticket prices. Yeah,
mean
included. Yeah,
and
there's a full bar and
sick
and sort of cabaret style tables, and they're all dressed up, and it's all very themed up with lots of posters, and you know, We get a few interesting characters turn up. Elvis is usually in the building at most of these, you know.
Back from the dead.
Amy Winehouse is quite popular.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and a few people. And I mean, we've been thinking about that. Maybe we need to probably have some prizes for people who dress up. But it's no, you don't have to. You just come as you are and just have a good night.
Because
it's quite a dancing sort of show. Yeah.
Mean. And this is the 16th.
Well, two or three before COVID. Mm. And then I got involved after COVID, and yeah, we sort of do, that's about 80 a year.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Man, are you going to do like a big blowout for your 20th?
I don't know.
25th maybe? 25th is a bigger,
We've got Waitahuna next, which is, I don't know if people know, I'd never been into Waitahuna Village. It's just before you get into Lawrence, there's a wee town there.
Don't even know where Lawrence is.
Lawrence is on the way to into Central.
Oh, true,
so you go
true,
Milton
true.
And you go through that little gorge, and then you come through, Waitahuna's probably about 20, 30 houses. We're doing a show there.
Wow.
With the Lawrence Creative Arts Group. And then we go back to Blossom Festival. We did Earnscliffe with the Animal Rehab Centre. We're doing Earnscliffe, and then we're doing one at the Lugget Pub as well for the first time.
Awesome. And you,
so I've got a few more on the go. And then we're going to do a Halloween one again, and probably at Caratani.
Cool. I remember, I think last time I had you on, you were doing one out in
Hamden.
Oh, I thought there was the show at Moons as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was,
yeah,
the
that was a regular
show
though.
Yeah,
how'd that show go?
Sold out, brilliant.
Sold out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's good. They're starting to get a bit of a following, which is quite interesting. So at the moment, we're doing a lot of you're just sort of getting. We've had reasonably good ticket sales already, so we've sort of reinvested that and sort of getting more people to know about the event, and you know,
And how, over the course of the 16 Dead Rockers Ball shows, how has the show changed?
Oh, I think we there's always tweaks that you make, and obviously you think, and you're trying to make it a better experience for people to come along, because we're now getting people that do follow the shows, you know, they'll book in. Just more efficient, I guess. We're getting better at what we do, and because you've got to go and buy all the food, buy all the booze, you know, and obviously setting up. It's usually like a one in the afternoon and not out till one in the morning. It's quite a big show because you're bringing everything in. You're bringing your PA, your lights. And obviously, this day and age, a lot of the equipment is a lot lighter and more compact compared to the old days. But it's still a bit of work, you know. Yeah, there's still quite a bit of lugging and setting up.
Instruments, man. Well, thank you very much for joining me here. I guess the last thing I have to ask is, where can people buy tickets for this Dead Rockers Ball show?
We're in Port Chalmers.
Port Chalmers on Saturday.
There's we still do physical tickets, so they're selling well at the On the Spot Dairy. You can just go in and get a ticket. So if you, and that's right up till probably about 5 o'clock on Saturday. And then other than that, we've just started doing tickets through our own website, which has actually worked really well. The money goes straight into the band's account straight away, and it's not being held by an intermediary for, you know, like your Under Radar Event Finder who hold the money, and you don't actually get it till after the show.
Yeah.
So we're selling tickets now, and it's coming in, which is great, and there's no fees, so you know, it's set rate, and we'll make a donation to the society as well with every ticket.
Is that bulletproof.nz?
Yeah.
Cool, so people can buy it there and from On the Spot Dairy.
Yeah. I know you guys going to do a giveaway, I think. Maybe.
We'll see. We'll double check about that.
If anyone wants to come and check it out, you know. Yeah.
Turns out we're the ones putting you on the spot.
We are doing giveaway. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, gang. It was lovely talking to you.
Cheers. Thanks for having us.
Of course. It's currently 9:27 here on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with yours truly, Zach Hoffman, it is time for some Bulletproof Convertible. Here's Gotta Be Nasty by Bulletproof Convertible, and then we're going to play The Wanderer by Dion, which is a pretty classic song that pairs very well with it. Here is Bulletproof Convertible. Take care.
Seebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.